Road trip scenario, Andrew says. He's leaning against the kitchen counter on the night before the kids and I leave on our epic winter road trip. The table is piled with half-packed bags and stacks of books and assorted items that I want to be sure not to forget. Phone charger, ibuprofen, the kids' pool floaties. So we'd eaten standing over the counter instead. The kids have abandoned their divided plastic plates to go play, and the plates sit there in front of us, streaked with sauce and crumbs and the partially eaten crusts of their frozen pizza. Andrew and I are tearing at a loaf of Trader Joe's cheese bread and calling it dinner. You stop at a gas station, and then, after driving 15 minutes, you realize Dane's not there. Shut up, I say with my mouth full of bread. That's not going to happen. Mom, Dane calls from the living room. We don't say that word. Andrew raises his eyebrows and shakes his head at me. Yeah, Mom, we don't say that word. And I kick him half-heartedly in the calf. You're right, we don't. I call over the partition between the kitchen and the living room. Sorry. Then I turn back to Andrew and whisper, I'm not going to lose Dane. But you do. Road trip scenario. What are you going to do? I don't know. Panic? Drive back to the gas station? Why are you messing with my mind? Wrong, Andrew shouts gleefully. He was hiding under all your tote bags. You should have stopped and searched the car first. You lose. I smack him with a book from the stack on the counter. Jerk. Mom, Dane says again. Sorry. Andrew has been making fun of my tote bags ever since he came up to our bedroom last night to find me hastily unpacking one of them, surrounded by dozens of piles of clothes, staring bewildered at the mess in front of me. I'd been packing too long, and it had all started to run together. All those bags, all those clothes. I couldn't remember what I'd done and what I'd left to do. What was in the Nashville bag? Where did I put that one pair of jeans? Which bag did I put the purple dress in? Had I remembered diapers in the Indy tote bag for Liam? Would we need sweatshirts in Georgia? Why don't you just put everything in one big suitcase? He'd asked me as I dumped out a canvas Festival Foods bag that I'd labeled Chicago-Boys and prepared to start over with it. Because, I'd said, separating the dumped clothes back into piles, one for Dane, one for Liam. I needed three outfits for each of them, plus an extra in case of an emergency. Plus 12, might as well make it 15, diapers for Liam. This way, I don't have to haul everything in every time we stop. We'll have just what we need for that place. Looks like it's working great. He'd laughed and kissed the top of my head then, and I'd thrown a sandal at him in mock exasperation as he slipped behind the door and went back downstairs to watch the Winter Olympics on NBC. I could hear him laughing all the way down. Now I look over at the kitchen table, lined with those tote bags. It's taken me something like 4 hours to get them packed, labeled, and hauled down here. I'm not about to admit to my husband, but I'm only 60 to 65% sure that I have everything we need. I look across the kitchen counter at him, shake my head. I'm not a fan of your little scenario game, I tell him, pulling off another chunk of bread. Sure you are, he says. Liam trundles in then, swaggering like a cowboy, static-haired and pink-cheeked. Milk, he demands. How do you ask? Andrew and I say at the same time. Please. Andrew goes to get a sippy cup out of the cupboard, and I watch him.